This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Eddie Slaughter joins me. An update on black farmers. There was some kind of legislation offered. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he'll bring us up to date on the issue concerning black farmers. Mr. Slaughter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Gloria?
Doing well. So what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that because every time we try to go to court and have our case heard, it always refers back to the district court there in Washington, D.C. to have subject matter jurisdiction. So we have went all to the district courts. We went to the appeals court. And so now we decided we had to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court with the case of Eddie and Dorothy Wise of Whittaker, North Carolina. And we, the only thing we're asking the court is we demand that we be heard, you know, to have us, to allow us to have due process.
How long has this been going on?
It's been going on for over 17 years, ever since they filed the Pinkford lawsuit in April the 14th of 1999.
What are the issues surrounding the plight of black farmers?
Well, the actual farmers never got paid, never had a hearing. And, you know, right now, because of this lawsuit went so badly wrong, and it was so much fraud and abuse and waste in it, that the actual farmers really got nothing out of it whatsoever.
And some of those farmers are dead.
Exactly right, and their wives. And what happens is just like 3 months ago, George Hildebrand of Leavenworth, Kansas died, and they left him in limbo. So now the USDA is coming in to take his house, his land, his farm, and throw his wife off the property because these cases have never been solved. They have never went through adjudication. They have, you know, the breach of contract or the consent decree said that we were supposed to have a fair hearing, and that has not happened with any of the farmers.
What kind of action has there been on Capitol Hill?
Well, there has been some positive stuff from the Republican side, but when it came to the, they had back some time ago that Congressman Jay Dickey from Arkansas had put a bill before them that's called House Resolution 296 saying pay the black farmers and make the whole settlement tax-free because that the government should not profit from the suffering of these farmers. And then the Maxine Waters and Benny Thompson, a lot of them from the Congressional Black Caucus, jumped on it to defeat it to say, no, we're not going to allow the Republicans to get credit for saving the black farmers. And so they voted it down. It came up twice and twice. They led the charge and the Democratic Party to vote it down that we should not be paid and receive the justice we rightfully deserve.
Take a moment and tell our listeners what exactly happened, why black farmers have this serious issue.
Well, the reason why you have this serious issue is because of the injustice and the discrimination that we have been suffered. When Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glidden was there and looked into it, he verified and he said, yeah, there was discrimination, there was disparity in the fact that it took twice as much time for us to get our loan. It also showed that the amount that we asked for was less than we asked for. It also showed that when the white farmer came in and got his loan, he got his check and he was gone. The black farmers came in and got our loan, it was put up on a supervised account. So you couldn't write no checks out of it unless, you know, you had that supervisor there, the loan officer there, to sign and agree with it. Many times he wasn't in the office, and a lot of times you went 60 or 100 miles. You know, then you had to come back a day or so, which is, you know, hinder you from being in the field, maximizing your time and effort to get your crops in. And so they admitted to it, and they came up with the settlement of Pinkford B. Glickman. And they, you know, had termed it the largest lawsuit in the history, a civil rights suit in the history of the country. But to us, it did serve us no good purpose. It was really a sham. What happened was, that the first $631 million they paid out and $50,000 payment, it showed that 92% of everybody they paid the $50,000 to did not have a farm ID number. They did not even have any documentation showing that they ever did business with USDA. So they were saying, well, we're paying these farmers, we're paying these claimants, but the ones that are complaining are the ones that don't have a case. But the ones that were complaining was the actual farmers that was not allowed to even participate. So, you know, so they did that, and they took out the word black farmer or African-American farmer. They put in the word claimant. And so that means that it was easy for you to pay somebody $50,000 that didn't have a farm didn't have any debt or any of this other stuff. So that's exactly what has happened. That is why that everybody, don't nobody want to touch this or look into it, how bad this is gone. When you look at black farmers, they're God-fearing, hard-working, law-abiding taxpayers. What crime have they committed that they are not allowed to receive due process?
Oh, Eddie Slaughter, I wish when we were having this conversation earlier and now that this story was different. We have been dealing with this year here for years. Dr. John Boyd, Lawrence Lucas, I mean, we've been talking, and you mentioned Dan Glickman, who was the Secretary of Agriculture. Whose administration was that? Was that the Clinton administration?
That was under the Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton administration. Okay. Eddie Slaughter, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll still keep watching this case to see what the outcome is finally, okay?
Okay, thank you much.